Awaken Beauties, finally, it's here. The truth, to empower women to true inner beauty through a healthy mind and inner biology. I am your hostess, Cassandra Keel, a 20-year salon owner, organic beauty product formulator, positive mind management, and clinical hypnotherapist. And I am here to help you stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Sponsored by evokebeauty.com. EVOQBeauty.com. Now, let's get to it. Today, I want to talk real briefly about the seeds and planting the seeds one future child at a time, because our children really are the seeds of the future and the generations that will resolve all this greater level of consciousness and the conditions and the problems that previous generations have created. So that's why the topic of children and how to raise them is so, so critically important. And our thoughts become things. And when it comes to mindfulness, I'm hopeful to see that different techniques like yoga and meditation are being brought into the classroom. And it's amazing that as children, we're never really taught how to use our mind. So the goal is to properly encourage children to understand that their thoughts become things and that they begin to think and feel more self-supportive in different ways. And unfortunately, it's through programming. So I feel like the earlier intervention, the better. And for example, children between the ages of 0 to 2 produce slower brain waves. And these patterns are functioning at the realm of delta. And these brainwave patterns that occur in meditation or in deep, deep sleep. So this is why infants only awake for a really short period of time. So between the ages of 2 and 6, children's brainwaves patterns move into theta, which is a very hypnotic and suggestible state. So due to these delta and theta waves, and the fact that they have not yet developed the analytical mind, in the first 6 years of a child's life, they're very, very programmable. So thus, because we're not able to have this editing function fully formed, everything slips through to the subconscious mind. So comments like, I'm not good at math, or big girls don't cry, or money is the root of evil, whatever that is, all of these negative suggestions begin to subconsciously program into a child's mind. So if we can negatively influence a child at these early stages, then I believe that we can reinforce and do the opposite in a positive way. So between the ages of 6 and 12, children move into the alpha brainwaves, which is the imagination. And this stage is where we pretend and we play, and we are princesses and kings and astronauts. And it's a very, very, very suggestible state of a child's life. And they're very creative. And they're very influenced. So a child's analytical mind begins to form around the ages of 6 to 8. And when the analytical mind more fully forms around the ages of 12, the tween's brain moves into the beta patterns. So in beta, our attention is predominantly on the outer world. This is why it's important to set up a healthy, supportive ecosystem and family life in a child's life at this age, that they feel fully supported and what's influencing them, and that we're making positive suggestions in a young child so that it becomes the foundation later on for them in life. So through hypnotherapy, I've helped a lot of teens understand the principles of positive mind management and really tap into what their values are about their biology, how hormones influence them, and how we really, really, truly do create our own reality. So the place where thoughts become things is so critical, because our children are they're so overwhelmed in their mind already. let alone adults. So changing their thoughts and their feelings so that they can really build a better future for themselves, the planet, and everything around them is so important. So to do this, however, it's really paramount for us to really invest in the better ways for our children to think, to learn, to grow, to be programmed in the most positive ways, and for children's thoughts and feelings to really be heard and for them to be supported with proper positive mind management programming at an early age is essential. So this is important and fundamental when it comes to helping our children understand how their mind works, how negative talk destroys them. It destroys their self-worth, their confidence, and their ability to really grow in their skill sets. In fact, I've even heard parents meditate with their children at night or before they go to school in the morning. It becomes a very sacred time for them. And there's a reason that when we read to our children at night, it's a very meditative state and their children are able to go to sleep much more easily. And they ask for their parents to read to them. It's a very, very imagination state of mind and its creativity and its relaxation. And it's incredibly powerful in how we set up the ecosystem of positive mind management, not letting negativity into the house or into our friend groups, and really correcting that as it comes in right away because it dips right down into the subconscious. Now, the same for adults. Negative self-talk that was built in and programmed into us when we were children is really important to really up-level that and go down into perhaps through hypnotherapy, to combine the conscious mind, get the analytical mind back up in working order so that the subconscious mind can be cleared and have new beliefs to the self-limiting belief or perhaps the trauma. So these are just a couple of thoughts. There are other programs out there like Zing, which works with Windhorf Door, invented this. He's a serial entrepreneur. And parents can look into Zing, and it really helps the child do an analysis and understand where their cerebellum is. And the cerebellum is the brain's brain, and it really helps coordination, fluency through equilibrium in the brain, how they think, and so that their mind is not so overwhelmed when they are trying to problem solve or when they're trying to develop skill sets. So these are all things that are really critical in the child's mind to be able to grow into a functioning adult that is able to give to the world and be present in the relationships and be present with people that they're with all the time, which is critically important for consciousness. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode and how important it is to really, really understand positive mind management from young age, even into adulthood, and that there are tools out there to help us. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Hello, Awaken Beauty. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Were you inspired? Please leave a comment or your own personal aha moment so others can capture exactly what you did. Also, please like and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you're interested in high quality natural products for your hair, skin, and wellness, including organic CBD, please visit evokebeauty.com. Again, that is evokebeauty.com, evokbeauty.com. And until next time, darling, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back.